Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. Today, we're digging into Bank of America's second quarter 2026 results, and there's a lot to unpack. Before we get into the numbers, this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
All right. Let's get into it, because BAC put up some genuinely strong numbers this quarter.
Yeah, headline stats first. Revenue grew 15% year-over-year to $31.6 billion. Net income came in at $9.1 billion, up 27%. And EPS jumped 34% to $1.21 a share.
What stood out to me is that every single business segment contributed to that growth. Revenue up, net income up, operating leverage positive, efficiency ratio improved. That's not one hot business carrying the quarter. That's the whole franchise firing.
Right, and CEO Brian Moynihan leaned into that on the call. 6.6% operating leverage for the quarter, efficiency ratio down to 59%, return on tangible common equity at 17%.
Let's talk about net interest income, because that's really the engine here. NII came in around $16.2 billion, up 9% year-over-year. CFO Alastair Borthwick has basically been raising guidance all year. Started at 5-7% NII growth for the full year, bumped it to 6-8% in April, and now they're saying they'll land at the top end of that range.
And that's even with one rate hike priced into the forward curve for September. The bank is asset-sensitive, so higher rates actually help them here.
The fee businesses were the real fireworks, though. Investment banking fees up 50% year-over-year to $2.1 billion. Sales and trading revenue up 33% to $7.2 billion. And within that, equities hit a record $3.6 billion, up 70%, while FICC had its best quarter in over a decade.
17 consecutive quarters of year-over-year sales and trading growth. 14 consecutive quarters of net income growth in that segment. That's a streak.
On the balance sheet side, deposits grew for a 12th straight quarter, averaging just over $2 trillion. Loans grew for a 9th consecutive quarter, up 8% year-over-year, led by commercial lending. And credit quality stayed stable. Charge-offs basically flat versus first quarter, consumer card delinquencies actually improving.
They also raised their full-year operating leverage guidance pretty dramatically, from an expected 200 basis points at the start of the year to now 300 to 400 basis points, after putting up 450 in the first half alone.
Management was careful to flag that the second half comps get tougher, since last year's growth was heavily back half loaded. So don't expect the same blowout pace, even though the underlying business is healthy.
The other big theme was AI. They dedicated a whole new slide to it. Over 200,000 employees actively using AI tools, more than 400,000 prompts a day, 300-plus approved AI use cases, 114 of those live.
Moynihan framed it as helping in two ways. One, it's driving revenue indirectly because BAC is financing a lot of the AI infrastructure build-out happening across the economy. And two, internally, it's a productivity lever, helping bankers prep faster, developers code more efficiently, advisors personalize client conversations.
One analyst question I found interesting. Eric Najarian from UBS pushed on whether the NII guidance was actually conservative and whether returns this strong might tempt the bank into chasing lower return business for growth.
Moynihan's answer was pretty disciplined. He said they still hold every business to that roughly 16% return on tangible common equity standard, and any capital reallocation goes toward higher returning opportunities, not just growth for growth's sake.
There was also a good exchange on the net interest margin trajectory. Borthwick reaffirmed they're still targeting that 2.3% NIM they've talked about before, and said they're now a year closer to getting there, partly because the markets business, which carries a naturally lower yield, has been such a strong contributor lately.
And on credit, Gerard Cassidy asked about underwriting discipline given how hot conditions are. Both Moynihan and Borthwick said they're sticking to their long-standing underwriting standards, watching for pockets of pressure. Auto loans got a specific mention. But overall credit quality remains strong and consistent with a healthy labor market.
So stepping back, what's the big picture here for investors following the story?
It's a bank hitting on every cylinder at once. NII is grinding higher. Fee businesses are having a historic run. Expenses are under control, and credit costs are flat. Management raised guidance twice this year already. The main watch item is simply whether the second half can keep pace against much tougher year-over-year comparisons, particularly in investment banking and trading.
And worth remembering, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
That's the wrap on Bank of America's second quarter 2026. Strong quarter, raised guidance, and a lot of confidence from management heading into the back half of the year.
Thanks for listening to Beta Finch. We'll catch you next time as more earnings season results roll in.